Several Democratic McLean County board members have questioned some of County Clerk Kathy Michael's budget requests and voter projections during a heated Finance Committee meeting, while the three-term Republican is countering by suggesting Democrats are trying to relitigate the 2018 election. More from WGLT's Eric Stock.
Michael plans to ask the county board for up to an additional $400,000 to handle voting during the 2020 elections. The McLean County Clerk's Office handles all election matters in the county outside of Bloomington. In a report Michael provided to the Finance Committee, she projects voter turnout to be between 80 and 85% next year, though she later clarified to say that would only be for the general election. She cited voter turnout of 50% for the primary elections and nearly 75% in the general election in the last presidential cycle. Board member Carla Robustelli questioned Michael's numbers, indicating primary election turnout spiked in 2016 when both major parties were running multiple candidates. He says a lack of a Republican Party primary next year would likely reduce that turnout.
I just worry that if we don't get the data right in the information that we're looking at, we're not going to be able to make really informed decisions about what to appropriate where. And we depend on you for that.
Well, this is your, let me remind you, I appreciate your comments and your great research. Give us a call sometime or come in and tell us that in person. That would be wonderful.
A review of election results on the McLean County Clerk's website shows primary voter turnout in presidential elections has averaged close to 38% since 2004.
So I'm going to go to psychic training to become a psychic. Well, and that's but you know, so we're trying to make our best educated guess on what everybody else is telling us. And we want to be ready for the biggest, highest, probably, turnout that we have ever seen.
County Board Member Shana Wachinski accused Michael of not being upfront with the county.
We are pretty far into the process now, and you're not giving us any information.
Well, we're not really.
I'm not done. I don't know if you're withholding that information because you're being intellectually dishonest.
Some county board members have criticized Michael's office's handling of long voting lines at Illinois State University during recent elections. Democrats sought to make that an issue during the 2018 election, in which Michael defeated Democratic challenger Nikita Richards. Michael says her office has never taken a formal claim of voter suppression, and those who raise that allegation are doing a disservice to the voters.
And that's an insult to me. It's an insult to my office, my staff, Democrats and Republicans, the voters of McLean County, to try to portray this county as having voter suppression or racial leanings. It's appalling, and it needs to come to an end.
Republican County Board Member Chuck Erickson defended Michael's handling of the office and pointed out long lines on Election Day are not just a McLean County problem.
Long lines of voting are not a problem that is unique to McLean County. It's happening everywhere in the state. And so to come in here and try to take it out on this county clerk, I think, is a little bit over the board.
Erickson cited media reports which referenced long lines of polling sites in Chicago during the 2016 elections. County Board Member Carla Robustelli questioned Michael first providing details of her budget request to the media before discussing it with the board members, referencing a story which WGLT published last week indicating her office would need up to $1.4 million to run the 2020 elections.
Why wouldn't we wait to provide the detail that you say you're going to provide and share that with the public so that they see exactly where you're what your basis is for $600,000 to $700,000?
We're doing that right
equipment.
Now, sir. We're doing that right now, and if you'll be a little patient, this is the beginning of the process.
It's not me being patient. I'm just being responsive to the fact that you've put information in a report, you've talked publicly about this information, and you have not provided the elected officials who have to make budgetary decisions with the background and detailed information associated with that. Since I've been on the board, that hasn't happened with any other department.
Well, these are approximate figures.
Michael said after the meeting, the number will likely be closer to $1.3 million, in part because of better negotiated prices for iPads, which she maintains each election judge needs to more quickly service voters, particularly those who are registering to vote on Election Day. Michael replied she didn't have all the budget projections finalized and that she was providing preliminary numbers as a courtesy that she doesn't plan to follow in the future.
And I'm not going to have people run down this county any longer and get away with it. And You wanted me, first you want, I'm not done. I'm not done. I'm not done. You want, first you want, first you want, I'm not done.
Chairman.
First you.
Kathy, go ahead and wrap it up.
Thank you. First you want information.
Just wrap it up.
Now you're condemning me for putting out information to inform the public and form you. They're figures. We're, you know the budget process. We're not even close to finishing the budget process.
Okay.
Because there's something for you to look at. And so, you know what? I'm not going to give a monthly report again because this is just, you talk about political, this is political.
County Board Member Elizabeth Johnston says she commended Michael for her efforts to improve the voting process on the ISU campus, but she called excessive Michael's comments on a county document stating those making voter suppression efforts could be a deliberate, organized attempt to tamper with the voting process, and that her office would be reaching out to county and state authorities to see if any action could be taken against those making these false allegations.
The idea that there is no substantiated accusations of voter suppression or voter fraud happening, that you would put this into the point where you're prosecuting, when this is a very public issue, there has been quite a few comments, people are speaking out, people are concerned, and to put this in almost as a threat of prosecution concerns me.
I don't have any comment. This has just gone to the whole political
side of
it.
That was Finance Committee Chairman Jim Soldner trying to curtail the heated exchange. Johnston suggested the office would be less political if elections were run by a nonpartisan commission. The McLean County League of Women Voters has called for a nonpartisan election authority in the county, similar to the Bloomington Election Commission. City voters struck down a measure last year to dissolve the BEC into the county clerk's office. Michael accused her critics of trying to have it both ways, criticizing her office for long lines on Election Day, then questioning her attempts to fix the problem.
It is kind of humorous that it's almost, are you biting the hand that's feeding you? But because we want, also people said to improve the voting at ISU. To us, the voting process went very well. Out of 15 or 16 elections, but I'm sure Member Robustelli will check my math on that, we have had little to no problems anywhere.
Michael says the clerk's office hopes to expand the number of early voting and election day polling sites at ISU to 4 based on the recommendations that a panel of university officials provided. She told the board ISU has secured Watterson Towers as an additional polling site, but others including Redbird Arena and Horton Fieldhouse are undergoing construction or have other conflicts. She told the committee fewer polling sites would mean fewer election judges and a lower budget request. Michael says if the county calls for her to reduce her budget request, she feels keeping the iPads for the election judges are most critical to speeding up voting on Election Day. I'm Eric Stock.
McLean County Administrator Camille Rodriguez tells the Finance Committee the county plans to have the final 2020 budget projections for the full county board to consider in September.